This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The U.S.-built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected, American military officials said on Friday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. President Joe Biden, in a speech on Friday, drew on the inspiration of American World War II heroes in the modern-day fight for democracy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president stood at Francis Point d'Oak, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions. The president urged Americans to hear their voices.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for.
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A contingent of U.S. lawmakers from the House of Representatives has made a commemorative parachute jump at Normandy, marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The 10 congressmen are all veterans and made the trek to France to pay tribute Friday. The parachute jump was organized by Republican Representative Mike Waltz of Florida and Democratic Representative Jason Crow of Colorado. Waltz and Crow say it shows how Congress can come together despite an era of acrimony and infighting.